Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt continues. This is the broadcast for June 26th in the year of our Lord, 2015. It's hour two at two. The goal to promote life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Wow, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, as our guide. We don't believe in revolution, but restoration via the checks and balances put in place by our founders is the solution. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time. Friday, now Aunt Jemima's in trouble. They were trying to portray slaves as happy homemakers, ladies and gentlemen. And so the Aunt Jemima name is still used today. But, ladies and gentlemen, you got to make the face on that thing less offensive. You know what I'm talking about? Now, they have all kinds of headlines. Okay, they want you to believe that Uncle Tom's rice. Wait a minute, it's really Uncle Ben's rice, isn't it, folks? Oh, but Uncle Ben's kind of like Uncle Tom, you know. Don't be eating that Uncle Ben's rice. Kirk Cosby, are you eating Uncle Ben's rice? You better not, sir.
You know, I don't remember, but I'm going to have to check my history because I'm sure that indicates that I'm somewhat of a racist. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Now, let me tell you the real problem. They had the Redman name. They had Redskins names. Those have got to be ditched. Business Insider has done an article about the 15 top most racist, most offensive brands and names and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And even the Frito Bandito, man. You know, the guy hawking the Fritos back in the 60s, man? And that dude's like a Mexican robber. And you can't be having the Frito Bandito running around, Sheriff. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to Liberty Roundtable, sir. Are you there, Sheriff? All right, Kurt, like you respond to the Frito Bandito, and I'll grab the Sheriff.
You know, anybody anywhere, if the media wants to, they can basically barbecue you. You know, they can make you look good, or they can make you look like you're a real problem. You know, looking at this story about the Aunt Jemima thing, you know, Sam, the NewYorkDailyNews.com has a piece says nationally. It says, beyond the Confederate flag, five more racially insensitive things that need to go away.
Yes, sir.
Now, what I find interesting is, well, why is this any different than book burning? You know, that they said, well, you know, you're for censorship or you're for, you know, that kind of thing in the past. If you burned books, then that's evil. But now we can basically get rid of history. Any historical things that somebody feels upset about, you know, it's just fine to get rid of them. You know, I mean, basically you're going to get even a more, I was going to say whitewash society, but more of a, well, politically correct. And where do we stop then? Because I guarantee you there's going to be some homosexuals that are upset when, you know, a husband or wife is portrayed, you can't even talk about Adam and Eve. And like you said, Sam, you're going to take on the Bible, any of the Christian beliefs.
That's where they're going, my friend. Write it down.
That people off.
Yeah. Now, Sheriff Richard Mack, we're talking about all these brands. Business Insider wrote about 15 brands and trademarks and everything that are offensive and have got to go. And so they want to get rid of the Frito Bandito, buddy.
Oh.
You can't be having that Frito Bandito running around. That was a Mexican robber back in the day, sir.
Well, okay.
Now, they call it Uncle Ben's rice, but it's kind of like Uncle Tom's rice, sir. You can't be eating that. You got that?
Yeah, well. So, if there really was a lady named Aunt Jemima, and they use her to...
There was back in 1935, sir.
Well, there might be one right now. I'm sure there is somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think she's racist, is she? You know, they're just using a celebrity.
Hey, you ever heard of Darkie toothpaste?
If they say she is racist.
That's right.
You know.
How about Betty Crocker looking like a motherly domestic oriented woman. I mean,
can't be having Betty hanging around. Now, you've heard of darky toothpaste, right?
Profiling.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever heard of darky toothpaste?
No.
No, I haven't.
All right. Well, just so you know, it's the toothpaste for black people, they now say.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Darky toothpaste, dude. You look out. That's, you know, got them Asians making that racist toothpaste, darky toothpaste going on.
Well, I hope you guys aren't shocked, though, but the Supreme Court just ruled that same-sex marriage is legal and required to be recognized in all 50 states.
There you go.
I'm watching Fox News kind of while...
All right, so I got a question for you, and this dovetails into the next piece we want to talk about that I think is directly related. And that is this. Sheriff, we sent a mandate to the Republican Party last November that said stop this psychotic nonsense. What have the Republicans done with the mandate, sir?
Well, they've helped fund amnesty and the ridiculous, unlawful amnesty program from Barack Obama. They have helped fund, and directly, not indirectly, but they directly have funded Obamacare, and then say that they're fighting it. I thought that was really comical that Boehner came out yesterday that we will continue to fight against this law known as Obamacare, and yet he didn't do anything to stop the funding. In fact, he made sure that the funding did happen. So all of these Republicans that say, vote for me because we'll save you from Barack Obama, what a joke. I mean, these Sam, I have to tell you right now, I am seriously considering leaving the Republican Party. And the reason that I will not go back to the Democrat Party is I can't believe that the Democrat Party even exists. And right now, I'm pretty much saying the same thing about the Republican Party. Because how is it that the Democrats were actually the party of segregation, of violating civil rights, of promoting slavery, of fighting Lincoln on the Emancipation Proclamation? These were Democrats fighting tooth and nail against Abraham Lincoln, President Lincoln, to initiate the 13th Amendment and of ending slavery. The Democrats were the ones leading the charge in the Civil War to continue the practice of slavery in America. How is it that anybody joined that party? Not only that, there is strong evidence, and I'm not going to say irrefutable because I think, but it's close to that it was actually the Democrats, a faction, a far infringed fringe. Faction of the Democrat Party that actually started the KKK. And so how is it that people in droves, especially blacks, that joined the Democrat Party? What happened? So I just don't understand how anybody in good conscience, even now, can say, oh yeah, I want to be part of the party who fought civil rights, who stood for segregation. Everything that we believe in now that should be equal and free and that all races are the same, and you know, how is it that they could join the Democrat Party now if you look at the history of the Democrat Party and what they've done? Now, these Republicans who are supposed to be the party of principle and the Ronald Reagan Party and the hope for America, how is it that anybody can join this after you see what the Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court have done and said, and what the Republican Party has done to support Barack Obama in Washington, D.C., who have all been a part of this horrible corruption, spending money we don't have, spending us into oblivion, and tax borrow spend, and the Republicans there are all a part of this.
Don't worry, Rand Paul just emailed me. He wants me to fund his campaign so he can fix all this. Now, the Republicans quadrupled down in giving Barack fast-track trade authority. They quadrupled down in backing the health care law they said they were against. They quadrupled down now and give same-sex marriages the green light via their appointees to the courts.
Yeah.
And now they want to run around and say, well, it's really critical in 2016 that you support a Republican for office. And I've never seen the paradox be so in your face, so blatant to see, so problematic. We're going to talk about it. Kirk Cosby's with us. Sheriff Richard Mack's with us. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live, and we'll take your calls if interested at 866-986-NEWS. 866-986-6397. The Supreme Court just quadrupled down and said same-sex marriage legal all across the country. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
The thugs at the Supreme Court need to be impeached, making law from the bench saying same-sex marriage constitutional and legal nationwide, says the article from United Press International. Justice is needed to determine if the 14th Amendment extended to same-sex couples. Andrew D. or V. Pestano with the details. Flat out, bottom line, these judges need to be impeached, Sheriff Richard Mack.
Well, you know, I told you on this program that this was going to happen. And there's just, you know, I even mentioned Kennedy as one of the key swing Republicans. it's pretty astonishing, and still violating states' rights, and the U.S. Supreme Court pretending that they can mandate to the states. They're saying that all 50 states must recognize all same-sex unions and marriages. And so, you know, when you look at how far downhill the United States has gone in just the last few years, it's really astonishing that this is happening. I said 10 years ago that there's no way that America would allow the institution of marriage to be destroyed. And I changed my tune, though, about a year ago. And when I saw this go to before this Supreme Court, I knew this was going to happen. And there is no way this. I thought there might be some hope yesterday that Roberts would change his mind about Obamacare. And that would have come out differently. But when Roberts and Kennedy sided with the other Democrats and liberals on the court, who are not going to rule anything on the basis of the Constitution, which is what they're supposed to do, they're just going to promote their political agendas. And that's what I even said on the Tom Hartman show, that the Supreme Court are political hacks, and they are paid and put there to do a job, and that is to promote the agenda of one Barack Obama. And that's what they're doing. And even if it destroys the institution of marriage, that's what they're going to do.
All right, Kirk Crosby, you want to chime in on this, sir?
Well, it seems to me that there's only really one solution to this. I mean, you know, besides the obvious one, and that is a return to God's laws. But at least when you're a state or anything besides the federal government, you can basically nullify out of control federal government. And, you know, sheriffs can do that. States can do that. And, you know, that at least to me is the only I guess you could say, solution at this time that I can see. What do you say?
It was a 5-4 decision. And they basically have it right along partisan lines. I think they've set this up perfect for the 2016 election, Sheriff. They want you to believe that, hey, besides Kennedy, all the good guys stood for what was right, and the bad guys went bad. And but they always have this kind of stuff. But
isn't it funny? Roberts is yesterday. I mean, what a schizophrenic he is. He's calling, oh, America's democracy, and we have to preserve it. And the Congress passed the Obamacare, so it, you know, we're going to respect this democratic process. And then today, you know, he's very principled in standing for the institution of marriage. And Fox News during the break, I was even watching. They were bringing that was the biggest story, that they said, we don't know who this guy is. One day he's completely on the opposite side of what he's saying today. And so, yeah, it is a schizophrenic court. Roberts is the ultimate schizo when it comes to that. And it's just astonishing that this has all happened so very fast. Remember, what was it, Proposition 9 in California and the LDS?
It was Prop 8, actually.
Prop 8, yeah. We're fighting that tooth and nail, and it passed. So it would same-sex marriage would not be recognized in California. And, of course, the LDS Church took a lot of heat for that. And here we are just a few short years later. The United States Supreme Court has told religions in this country to go to hell, and we are going to promote whatever we want and throw away our heritage, throw away our history, throw away our Bibles, and we're going to do this and shove it down your throat whether you like it or not. And I want to make this very clear. You do, Kurt does, I do. We all have friends who are homosexuals. Some of us even have family who Sure.
In fact, I have a good friend that's a homosexual that just emailed me right now, and he basically said, hey, thank God we're equal before the Supreme Court. My response back, what's next?
Yeah. You know, maybe we should say we're all equal in the eyes of God and leave this to him instead of the Supreme Court. And, you know, clearly the Bible does not allow this, what the Supreme Court has just endorsed. And I have nothing against your friend who emailed you as if this is some big, huge liberty issue. You know, you have to look at what you're destroying when you stand up. And this is an institution of marriage that has just now been flushed down the toilet. And, you know, you had to know it was coming. I'm actually surprised it was a 5-4 split. I thought it was going to be 6-3. And even thought it might be 7-2 with Scalia and Thomas being the only two holdouts. But I guess Alito and Roberts came through.
Well, they know that they can kind of double down for the Republican Party if they make it a 5-4 decision. You're just thinking, golly, if we just had another one of the good guys.
But you know
then...
what, Sam? I've been to the Supreme Court. You know that. It's my calling card. No one enforces my decision. Why is my decision any different than this one or the one yesterday or the one that Roberts issued when he said Obamacare is constitutional? Why are those decisions any more adhered to or important than the decision I won? Mine was a 5-4 split. Mine said that the federal government cannot mandate to the states, and here they are breaking that decision, breaking that ruling, going against it, and saying that now the states have to do what we say. It's all so astonishing. I'm watching my ruling and looking at it and go, guy, why did I spend my life savings? Why did I spend my career on this when they don't adhere to their own ruling? Yeah, so, yeah. I'm really dismayed by a lot of this. I don't begrudge anybody wanting to come to America from Latin America. I don't begrudge them for that. I don't begrudge any homosexual for wanting to marry who they truly love. I understand that. However, there is a heritage and there is a tradition and there is a culture that we support here in America, and it's called marriage between a man and a woman. And I know a lot of homosexuals who respect that. Somebody that you and I work with very closely on the CSPOA has two daughters who are homosexuals. They both respect the tradition of a marriage between a man and a woman. And they don't look at this as good news. They don't look at this as helping America. They don't look at this as promoting liberty today. And when it is so clearly against biblical belief.
Let's talk about, or let's work on impeaching Supreme Court justices, ladies and gentlemen.
Your daily Liberty News Wire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. and it's time to save at herbalhealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA olive leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA elderberry power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit herbalhealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211 and take your free Vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Gay marriage legal all 50 states. Yeah, it won't go into effect immediately. There's like 3 weeks for the other side to issue a challenge, but most are saying, why waste the time? The battle rages on, and I submit to you that we need to now work towards impeaching these judges, ladies and gentlemen. And supposedly with the Republican Congress, that should be easy to do, right, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's right, sure. No, Republicans will not fight for anything that will give them political heat or do anything to risk them losing votes. And where do we know that to be true, Sam? No place more than securing our border. Republicans even know that the Democrats are wanting all the illegal aliens to come into our country so that they can vote and perpetuate the onslaught of Democratic candidates in this country, especially the president, the presidency. And so the Republicans know this is happening, yet they do nothing to stop it, which would help them all politically and stop the changing of America from within, and the destruction of America from within, because they are afraid they'll lose Hispanic votes. And they know that they're going to come in, so they said, well, we might as well, we can't lick them, we'll have to join them. And that's really where it's at. That's exactly what they're doing. And they are willing to compromise the security of this country for their own personal, selfish, political, corrupt gain.
And so now at the center of this discussion is Sheriff Richard Mack's question. Richard Mack, you say, should I leave the Republican Party? Kurt, you want to respond?
Leave it leave all parties, in my opinion. That's what we need, is just a complete elimination of the party system.
So you're saying don't join the Constitution Party or Independent American Party or whatever, just become an independent, or just become, you know, maybe I just want to register as an American on my voter deal.
Well, you know, what good is the party system?
We all agree that the Republican, that the party system is worthless. The question becomes, do you not have a party? Do you become an independent, or do you at least support the Constitution Party? Because, well, maybe they don't believe in as much of the spirit of party, but yet they will bring people together and educate towards the Constitution, or do you join the Independent American Party? The idea is that, A, it's hard to really even have a say in anything without some kind of representative party these days. Can you have a party without the spirit of party is kind of the question, and or do you just stay independent? What do you do? Because independent really is kind of an unorganized party by nature, right?
Well, there no there.
What I'm saying is they have hold on. What I'm saying is they have a group, but a non-associated group as a designation before government, just like anybody else. You can't be independent without being independent. Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, but if you register as an independent, you're not part of a party. That is
well, in theory, but that's kind of like saying, look, we're not going to have religion here anywhere. When I submitted, it's just the religion of non-religion. That's all. Same kind of principle
here. I see what you're
saying. Yeah, you're right. It's not a party. It's not a designation. There's no fundamental organization. I concur. But I guess what I'm saying is if we're going to say, well, we're an independent, we're not a party, but that's your only choice to not be a party, right?
Yeah.
Then you're really a party, just not called a party, right? You're the party of non-parties.
Yeah.
and I'm not trying to play games with words, but what I'm trying to get at is you don't have a gig or a seat at the table if you don't want to be, well, if you want to really be independent but not be part of the independent non-party, right?
Right.
Kind of thing. So what does that all mean?
Well, I don't know what it means, and I'm not sure that there is a replacement for this. And the third parties have been saying, libertarians especially, you need to abandon the Democrats and Republicans and come over to us. Constitution Party says if you really believe in the Constitution and fundamental family American values, then you should come to us.
And the Independent American Party says if you want to be independent, then don't be an independent, but be part of the Independent American Party. So you can be an independent two ways, either part of the Independent American Party, or you can be an independent, which is no party, which is the party of none parties, right?
And Kirk Crosby is saying, don't join any party.
Well, and then can you really, how do you vote? What can you do if you don't have any designation? I guess you're just like non-declared?
As an independent, you can still usually vote in, what, maybe about half of the primaries in America?
Yeah.
But that's all part of the whole thing that we need to just go ahead and completely say, look, all of us that are ticked off about, hey, how, you know, we were lied to by the Republicans, we've, you know, been betrayed by, well, any major party, that we should just say, look, we're going to go along with what George Washington said is how dangerous this whole party system. It is finally time to completely call a halt to the party, you know, and get back to being Americans. And any of these laws that say that, hey, you know, you can't vote unless you're, you know, this or that, they would all be gone simply because you'd have no party system to, you know, to strengthen them, right?
And I actually agree with that because
Amen.
Then anybody who wants to run for office simply, I don't believe with the going and getting signatures, you don't have to go get signatures to be on a ballot. If you want to be on the ballot and you want to run, go file at the recorder's office or wherever they do the election and run for office. And then the primary sifts out the top people, and you take the top two after the primaries are over, and those top two run in the general.
Now, if you want to go on like the libertarian/anarchist view, you'd simply say, hey, what's the difference between a libertarian and an anarchist? And the answer is, a couple of election cycles. In other words, they're just saying, hey, why even vote in that corrupt system altogether? Now, I don't go that far, but some could then go and make that claim, too.
The only thing I'd add to it, Sheriff, is there would be a choice of none of the above or none of the below.
Of course.
And if none of the below or none of the above could win, then each time you'd basically just have to do it again until you had somebody that people said, hey, you know, this is really who we want instead of who we're given.
Well, we don't even really have anybody that we think is worthy of even running for a lot of the offices, right? And if I were to say, who would you recommend to run for president right now, I don't even know that anybody has any real good suggestions of likely candidates, right?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, it sounds simple to fix all this, but it really is kind of crazy when you consider this will never be considered. This will never even fly, even though it has been the bane and destruction of our country. And, you know, it's like saying we should have more lawyers helping us and getting involved in this. You know, lawyers are the ones that have completely owned the American political system and the justice system in America, and yet there's still people who say, yeah, we need more lawyers to train our cops and to show cops how they should be behaving in their investigations and how they conduct themselves on patrol and so on and so forth. It's just astonishing that the solution to all of this will be more lawyers, more laws, more cops, more government, and it's just so stupid that the ones who are being victimized the most by this, the American people, are still the ones being fooled and corralled. And corralled, that's a good word, especially when you look at how they corralled people, the federal government corralled people at the Bundy Ranch. Literally doing this, corralling the American people both with propaganda and other schemes of corruption. And it really is astonishing how we continue to have this. But I'll tell you why the Republican Party perpetuates its own corruption, and that is because the Republican parties in every county are taught, you support the incumbent. We have to support the incumbent, even though there's a Ronald Reagan candidate going against John McCain. We will support John McCain because he's our man, and he's been carrying the banner for us. And they'll do the same thing, just like Lamar Smith in Texas when I ran against him. I saw this firsthand, and I knew I wasn't going to beat Lamar Smith. However, I still learned a lot, and a campaign is an educational process. And, of course, I was talking about this CSPOA when I was out there. I met a lot of sheriffs when I was on the campaign trail because they were running for office as well. And it was a great experience. But I will tell you, I saw firsthand how the Republicans will not go against their own rules of supporting incumbents, and they will do anything, lie, cheat, and steal to keep other conservative Republicans out of office. They want their agenda followed. They want their plan and their people supported, and that is what they will do, and it just perpetuates its own corruption.
And all right, don't worry, though. Rand Paul wants you to help fund him now. He's going to go ahead and take that sucker on. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yeah.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution. The Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R-word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Christians are in the crosshairs is my headline. This isn't about marriage or sex or anything else. Persecuting Christians is the order of the day. And now that these same-sex marriage agendas are being forced down the throat of churches everywhere, what will churches do? Will they marry gays? Will they get out of marriage entirely? Will they have to pick between backing gay marriage, or if they reject gay marriage, will they lose their tax-exempt status? What will happen here, ladies and gentlemen? And if they lose their tax-exempt status, then what? Okay, where are we going here? And if you can tax something, you can control it, Sheriff.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is the thing, Sam. Why did the Supreme Court consider that this was a religious issue and that it had no place being considered by any governmental body? Because of the First Amendment's requirement that Congress shall make no law regarding the establishment of religion. No one in government can get involved in establishing religion or preventing the free exercise thereof. So all they had to do was say, look, marriage is a part of the religious institutions of this country. We do not have the authority to get involved in this issue, and we will leave it to the states to decide. And we would also warn the states that this is a religious issue that they should not be getting involved with either. But the 10th Amendment and state sovereignty prevent us from mandating to the states. And they could have actually quoted the Mack Prince decision in saying some of that. But they're not going to, and they're not going to adhere to principle. They're just simply going to promote an agenda and keep giving victories to this communist that happens to be in the White House. So.
What happens when the nation lives as if right is wrong and wrong is right? The answer is there's persecution coming. Write it down.
Good will be called evil and evil will be called good.
Okay. What will the government do next is the question, right? What will the government do next now, ladies and gentlemen? Are we going to support what next as we go down this rabbit hole of evil promotion of the violations of the commandments of God? What's next, Kurt? Is it persecution of the Christians?
Well, that's going on now, isn't it?
Because you know what? These Christians are going to be facing imprisonment, loss of one's life.
Yeah.
Maybe livelihood.
Are Christians the ones that are trying to say that marriage is this? So what's next? Persecutions of Christians, I think, is already going on. You've got that happening big time, and I mean to say what's next is kind of like when Sheriff Mack said 10 years ago he said that that marriage would never be taken down. Well, I think all bets are off. You got the Sodom and Gomorrah crowd that's basically doing all they want and more now. And I think they've got their representatives there, and they're.
What about children's rights? What about children's rights? What if my children don't want me and my wife as their parents. You know, can't they take that to court and say, I don't want these two people as parents. What are they doing wrong? Nothing. I just don't like them. I have the right to choose my own parents. You know, okay. Well, how could the court say no to that?
Well, that's where we're going.
When there are no guidelines, no commandments, if you will, everything's, you know, a living document, everything's just in flux, then, you know, you basically don't have anything you can count on, do you?
No, it really is a scary time we live in. Again, I don't begrudge any of the people in the homosexual movement. I understand what they're trying to do. However, the truth of the matter is, I'm not going to use the word destroy. I'll use the word change. This is changing the institution of American justice, American culture. It is changing that. It most certainly has changed it. And is this a good thing for America and the American family? Cicero said that the protection of the family should be the highest law. If we believe that, then what has just happened? And did you see the little kids at the outside the Supreme Court at the rallies for the homosexuals? Little kids out there with them. It's really amazing how far we have taken all this. And like I said, I am not surprised. I'm not surprised by what the Republicans are doing. I'm not surprised by the corruption of the court. I am not surprised by the lack of adherence to the Constitution and to American ideals. I'm not surprised by any of it. That's why I still ask, why would anybody be a member of the Republican Party at this time?
I'm not surprised this is happening, the immorality of the nation, etc. I am a little bit surprised at the breakneck speed. We instantly went from not very many states to all states in a very short amount of time. We instantly went from, hey, rejecting Barack's trade deal to, wow, he has fast-track authority. He has more authority than Congress now. We've instantly gone the wrong direction on several things so fast. The breakneck speed of this surprises me a little bit.
Yeah, it does me too. And that's why I said, with, just 8, 9, 10 years ago, I said there's no way that would ever happen. And you're right. I mean, now it's all 50 states. It's done. It's over. This is it. And your idea, I should say, about impeaching the Supreme Court, it's a good one. And I think that it would gain some momentum because there's so many Christians and churches that are really ticked off at the court right now. But I don't think it would fly. In the end, I just don't think it would fly because Republicans are not going to do anything about it. Republicans are not going to stand for their own party's platform. They're not. What are Republicans going to do? They will continue to do whatever it takes to reelect career politicians and to protect their own political positions and to keep as much power as they possibly can. They're not going to follow the Constitution. They're not going to stand for principles of liberty, as some will. I mean, you're going to get a few that will. But it's not going to be enough to make a difference. And it's the Mike Lees in this country are just so very few. And I kind of like Rand Paul. I mean, we chided him a little bit for using this as a fundraising thing. I've criticized Ron Paul for the way he's sucked up all the oxygen in the last few decades when it comes to fundraising and his lack of support for other issues. So You know, but I believe Ron Paul is a good man. I believe Rand Paul is a good man. I believe Rand Paul would be probably one of the best of all the Republicans.
I still think he's the best choice of anybody running to date that I know of.
And I'll tell you what, though. I really like Donald Trump and some of the things he said. Building a wall on the Mexican border and having Mexico pay for it, and he's been chided for that and assailed and laughed at. Do you know what he said? Absolutely is true. You take away foreign aid to Mexico and use that money to build a fence, that means Mexico just paid for it. And that is exactly what we should do. Exactly. And so him talking like he doesn't know what reality is, and all the CNN and even some people on Fox, Krautheimer included, chiding him for this and belittling him for this. What he said was absolutely possible. It is true. You could take the money that we send, all the billions that we send to Mexico, and use it instead of sending it down there, these friendship fees or bribes, whatever you want to call it. Why do we keep sending them this money and they do nothing to help secure our border? And he's right. I've said it on this show. The Mexican government is not a friend of the United States. They're not. And yet we keep sending them $10 billion, $14 billion a year. Take that money and secure the border. How simple is that? And so, no. Donald Trump, I'm telling you, I like him for two reasons. Why? He's saying some real sensical things, and he's not a Washington, D.C. politician. In fact, he doesn't even like politicians. And so that, of course, endears me to him greatly.
And I personally believe Donald Trump is brought in to spoil legitimate topics that have validity. But time will tell on that. We'll keep an eye on the ball. I think Rand Paul's the best one we've got to date. To answer your question, I think you should leave the Republican Party, sir. Kurt, next 10 seconds are yours.
Say no to the party system. The party's over. Let's get to real work.
I hear that. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Godspeed, Sheriff. Travel safe. Where are you going next? To Utah, huh?
Utah. I'll be up there next weekend for the 4th of July, speaking at the Inter-American Party.
All right. We'll talk about that. We'll have them on next week, too. Have a great weekend, ladies and gentlemen. Promote God, family, and country. Protect life, liberty, and property, and button down the hatches. God's going to punish us for our immorality. Write it down and remember who told you first. But there is hope. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com.